Welcome to the Sleep With Me podcast. I'm Dearest Scooter, and I'm here to help you fall asleep tonight. If you haven't listened before, the Sleep With Me podcast is a combination of engagement and boredom. I'm going to talk about something, and it's going to help you put your thoughts aside or your worries aside tonight and slowly drift off to sleep. You can find us on the internet at sleepwithmepodcast.com, on iTunes, the Sleep With Me podcast. And you can tweet me, Dearest Scooter, at Dearest Scooter. I think it's just one at Dearest Scooter. And if you have a chance and you can review us on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. And to say thank you, I'll send you the full version of Under the Sea, sung by Bob in the last Walking Dead episode. So just go ahead and tweet me or email me, Dearest Scooter, at Sleep With Me Podcast. So go ahead and put your phone aside, lie down. Go ahead, I'll give you a minute. Close your eyes, pull those covers up. Winter's coming. Sink in and fall asleep with me. And just so you guys know, we're going to be on a regular schedule now that I've got 5 episodes up and I barely kind of know what I'm doing with this podcast thing. And I'm going to try to publish a podcast every Sunday and every Tuesday. That hopefully will get you through the work week. For the time being. So that's our new schedule, and if I don't stick to it, you can yell at me. Tonight we have a new feature called Memes Strike Back, where I'm going to give a meme. I'm going to turn the mic over to a meme, or a person from a meme. And a meme is, the person has become a meme, M-E-M-E, meme. You know, they became a meme without their knowledge or permission, which happens these days on the internet. So I want to give them a chance, to kind of say, hey man, this is what I'm like, or this isn't what I'm like. Now you might be asking, what's a meme? And I could go into this in-depth description of it, which I'll do towards the end of the episode to help you fall totally asleep. But basically, if you've been on the internet before and you see a picture of a bear or some dude or a penguin or a woman, and it has black lettering above them and below them, that's a meme. And usually the black lettering on the top, above their picture, is like setting up a joke. And the thing below the picture is paying off the joke, kind of like a punchline. The first meme I wanted to give a chance to is my favorite meme. This guy has been making me laugh for so long. I love him. I love the people that make the memes for him. And that person is Scumbag Steve. Now, he's running late. We were supposed to start the podcast 2 hours ago. Hopefully, he'll be here. I decided to start recording because I texted him 20 minutes ago, and he said he was outside. But, I looked. He's not. Anyway, if you don't know who Scumbag Steve is, go ahead and look him up on Know Your Meme. But he's kind of a person, depending on what decade you were born in, your grandmother might call him troublemaker, up to no good. Your parents might call him a punk, or someone today might call him a douche. And you'll know him when you see him. I could describe him, what he looks like, but if you don't know, you won't be surprised. Oh wait, I think he just pulled up. I'll be right back. Okay, folks. Without further ado, we just had a disagreement about paying for his parking, but it's my streets. Never mind that. Okay. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce Scumbag Steve. Yeah. And I'll be off mic because I only have one mic, okay? So, dude, this is like 2011. This is so 2011. It's stupid. What's up? What's up? Yo. This is Wheezy B, Blake Boston, the original. Ain't no Scumbag Steve. Oh, you want me to turn this towards my face? Yo, check out my gangster, I'm here to represent all you haters hating on me. Yeah. So this guy's got a list of stuff you guys keep picking on me. But you can't keep me down, Real Scumbag Steve cannot be kept down. Alright, yo. What up with it? Make fun a belief in Santa, but believes WWE is real. Man, you fools. Yo, WWE is real athletes, is what I'm saying. Anyway, like my jacket, swiped it from Goodwill. Yeah. Through that, takes date to Taco Bell, makes her pay. Yeah. I mean, Taco Bell's, what do you want me to do? Take her somewhere like fancy and make her pay? You know, I save my dollars for that. Eating greasy chicken wings, wipes hands on sofa. What am I going to wipe it on my gear? Buys new Jordans. Can't pay child support. Whoa. I'm a single parent. I take that serious. I'm a good father. And that just happened one time. When these you just saw those new Jordans that were like, the limited edition. I can't remember which ones that were, but anyway, I'm a single father, man. It's hard. Borrows your lighter permanently. Lighters cost like 40 cents, yo. I totally banged her. Just don't ask her about it. Yeah, stay out of my business. Get water cup at McDonald's, fills with soda. Yo, like Boston, I'm like a cultural rebel. Taking down the man, the corporation. So stealing soda, I'm getting over on Mickey D's. I'm getting over on Coca-Cola. Mr. Pibdo, that's what we used to be like, put down. Expelled 2 years ago, still hangs in the parking lot. Dude, this is like 4 years or 6 years old. That was like in 2010. And my girl, she was still in school. Goes to high school parties, 25 years old. Again, yo. That was for my girlfriend, yo. Yo, I'm going to pay you back when my album drops. Yep, that's so. Gives dollar, eats half the pizza. Most of you guys just hate me because, I'm creative. Debit card decline. You got me, dog? That's what friends are for, right? Keep shining. Bro, I can't afford gas. Give me a ride. Buy cigarettes. Wait, you know, a while back, I took this money class, court ordered, because I was back up in child support, okay? And they told me about this envelope method. So I have an envelope for gas, and I have an envelope for cigarettes. When the money's out in gas, it's out. So I can't help it. I can't pay you from an empty envelope. But my cigarette envelope is always full. Pukes on something, disappears. I'm like the ghost, man. The ghost. A lot of these about how messy I am. Sorry about the mess in your kitchen. See you later. Yep. Helps your sister. Get undressed. Yeah. Buys pot from a 12-year-old. Okay, first of all, that was because I watched the episode of Breaking Bad and I wanted to kind of relive it with the 12. There was a kid in that one. And so what? Okay, these are a couple sad. This is a sad one. Want to buy these pills? Dad's heart medicine. First off, my dad, he wasn't around for me. So damn sure I stole his heart medicine. Makes fun of you for working at McDonald's. Has no job. Dude, I got a job as being the real scumbag Steve. Like Boston, yo. Complaints about all the leaves from my tree on his lawn. Yells at me for trespassing when I try to rake them. Stay out of my way. Stay out of my way from my car. Stay away from my house. Stay away from my kid. Arranges to meet you at 8 p.m. Leaves house at 8. Wait, you you podcast dude, did you put this in here? Yeah, people wait for Scumbag Steve. Wheezy B comes when Wheezy B comes. That's when the party starts. So don't tell me when the party starts, because I start the party. Pulls out in front of you for making you slam. Pulls out in front of you, making you slam on your brakes. No one behind you. Again, goes to my point. Wheezy B is the party. Wheezy B's in a hurry. Wheezy B don't wait. Wheezy B don't pay the man. Verbally insults you every day till you snap. Dude, I was only messing with you. I can't help it. People can't take jokes. People, it's like you haters out there, you can't handle real Scumbag Steve, Blake Boston, yo, Wheezy B. You gotta hate on me because you can't handle me. I can't help you can't take a joke. Is watch, these people always accuse me of this kind of thing. Is watching a movie with you he has already seen. Ruins the lines by saying them a couple signs before the actor does, or I sing the song, or I tell you everybody dies at the red wedding, or tell you that maybe Carol dies next Walking Dead, even though I didn't see, you know, everybody's, this is just haters hating on Blake. I can't help it, I'm seeing the movies before they're made, yo. Borrows games from you. Yeah. Trades them in at GameStop to pre-order new games. Exactly. Why you sit, you got these old games sitting around your house, fool? Brings 4-year-old to R-rated movie. Hits them when they yell. First of all, I'm a single father. I gotta see the movies. That was like 2 years ago. Hitting. I wasn't hitting, it was tapping. Okay, a little tap on the head. I told her to keep her eyes closed. And ears. I even went to the 99 cent store. I got some Dora the Explorer coloring book and 2 crayons that I took from Arby's. But, oh no, that was, well, whatever. Can't help it, she wasn't paying attention to a coloring book. Complained, anyway, I'm a single father. Says he doesn't have to believe in God to be a good person. Is a bad person. Right? That's it. I don't got time for this. I feel like this whole thing is set up to make me look bad anyway, yo. So, hey, you old guy, come over here. Still laughing. You laughing at me, huh? Yo, folks, I'm going to kill this because I'm going to mess this fool up. Like, wow, that was great. That was the ladies and gentlemen. He's already gone. He made me pay for his dinner and his gas. But that was the Blake Boston Wheezy B, the real Scumbag Steve, here in my studio. And my stomach just growled because I'm so beside myself. That was great, and I hope, you know, he set you haters straight, because maybe I just have low self-esteem as a thing, and I'm taking it on Blake, which is probably right, man. He's all alpha dog. Anyway, if you guys are still listening, because maybe Scumbag Steve wasn't the best thing to put you to sleep, but I'm just going to read you some straight from Wikipedia, some boring stuff about memes. A meme is an idea, behavior, or style that spreads from person to person within a culture. A meme acts as a unit for carrying cultural ideas, my sibilance is bad, sorry, symbols, or practices that can be transmitted from one mind to another through writing, speech, gestures, rituals, or other imitable phenomena. I'd have to look up if there's a difference between phenomena and phenomenon, because I'm not, you know, again, like Wheezy, I'm not as smart as Wheezy B or smart people. Supporters of the concept regard memes as cultural analogies or analogs. because it's analogs to genes in that they self-replicate, mutate, and respond to selective pressures. The word meme is a shortening of mimeme, Greek, which means imitated thing, and it was coined by the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins in the Selfish Gene in 1976. I think, is that guy, Richard Dawkins, I wonder if I had seen a book about God recently. I wonder if it's the same guy. Concept, evolutionary principles, cultural phenomena, again. Proponents theorize that memes may evolve by natural selection. Now, we just had evidence of natural selection in the house here, in a manner analogous to biological evolution. And obviously, survival of the fittest. I mean, you didn't get more fit than Wheezy B. I mean, he was just kind of, that was almost like his defense was like, because I was listening, like, wow. I mean, his defense is kind of his behavior. He didn't seem too apologetic because he's saying, you know, this is the way I make my way in the world. It's clear he's a single father. And, you know, if you can, I mean, I guess I can kind of see, like, almost like when people defend illegal downloads, one of them is like, oh, well, these companies always make a ton of money. That seems to be his defense, soda defense. Which, I mean, personally, I've always thought is kind of a scumbag move when people ask for water and then get soda. But then I'm like, oh, maybe it's just because I'm chicken. And I guess that's what some scumbag Steve would probably say to me. After he hit me in the back of the head, he'd just call me a fool for paying. I wonder what it would be like to be his best friend. Or, I mean, if he has, he probably has gone through some best friends, but I wonder if he has a best friend. I'll try to get him back. If you guys enjoyed this, let me know. Dearest Scooter at sleepwithmepodcast.com or at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. If you're awake, I'm going to try to get you down here. A field of study called memetics arose in the 1990s to explore the concepts and transmission of memes in terms of an evolutionary model. Criticism from a variety of fronts has challenged the notion that academic study can examine memes empirically. I guess, like, if you go to Reddit or Cheeseburger, I mean, you can see, is that empirical? How many upvotes something's got or how many views? Because Steve might be the king. There's a lot more here, but, you know, I have a little, guys, I have something amazing because I just want to save this as a cookie for if you can't sleep. I guess this is an reward for not being able to be, not being bored. I guess as a reward for listening to me and me being a failure at boring you to sleep, I have some unbelievable news. And that is that I actually have, so the person that was just here, Scumbag Steve Wheezy B, I just have a huge Scumbag Steve Wheezy B Blake Boston related announcement. And it's probably something most of us suspected or knew all along. But it's going to break on this podcast. And I'm going to turn the mic back over to the real, to the man behind Wheezy B, I guess. So, ladies and gentlemen, hold on one second. Can I use your real name? Can I use your real name to introduce you? Oh, okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Wheezy B, Blake Boston, Scumbag Steve is back. Yo, folks, my name is Sir Charles Danforth, and where are you from? Can you tell them what country you're from? Because I don't get you. I'm from Trans Australia. It's a small country. I have a mixed, but I'm an actor, and I wanted, you know, one of my heroes, and the person I based Blake Boston, you know, I am the real Blake Boston, Wheezy B, and Scumbag Steve, and, you know, I based it on great character actors, but I was particularly inspired by Borat, because I just found that movie just so darn funny, and so this was not a meme in the technical Dawkins sense, because as a character actor, I have been behind this the whole time. I've wrote most of the memes, and then it kind of caught fire, but I have about 1,100 different email addresses. And I created this character from the inside out. Well, one second. Yeah, can you talk about just talk about, like, yeah, what's behind? What did you want to express with Scumbag Steve? Other than it's clear you're trying to be self-promoting, but you know, it's such a brilliant. Good. Okay. Yes. Thank you for your compliments, sir. And I apologize for the 2000 whatever making fun of you, but you know, in 2011, when I about 2010, when I was coming up with this character, it was first struck me, even before that, before in the midst of the banking crisis and such, my heart was heavy for today's youth, and I just wondered, like, what is the future for today's youth? And you talk about, they were talking in this election before Barack Obama was elected, you know, about Main Street and Wall Street, and there was this Occupy movement that came up, right on. This was all happening in the past few years, and the inequity of riches in the first world, and first world is living in third world conditions. These are all things that Blake Boston, I feel, as its creator, speaks to. And we can no longer. We need more Blake Bostons in order to overturn this paradigm, because what Blake Boston represents to me is a kind of internal revolution that we need to dominate for ourselves. I guess I'm losing my point here. My brilliance, I can't even describe it except in character. So I'm not doing myself justice, because I've created this cultural revolution, it's implanting in your subconscious. The metaphor of Blake Boston is in and of itself a metaphor. And I don't want to tarnish it any further by attempting to put it into just simple English, because, but I will say that, yes, I appreciate all the fandom of Blake Boston and the anger, that outrage. I'll just tell you, why don't you turn the anger you have at my character, Blake Boston, Scumbag Steve, turn it outward against the anger you have, turn it against the banks and the government. Don't hate on Scumbag Steve, because your hatred of him represents. You got
to go, man. This is, you just ruined Scumbag Steve for me. I hate you. Just get out of my house. Yeah, this, I know this is a small closet, and just get out.
Oh, jeez, folks. I'm totally sorry about how this podcast went, because I'm gonna try to get so drunk right now and try to not remember this because I had one thing in my life that was sure to bring me joy. It was Scumbag Steve, and now this... What did he say? He was from Trans-Australia or something? What a jerk. You know what? Scumbag Steve is real as Santa, man. And you know from this podcast that I believe in Santa, and I believe in Blake Boston and Wheezy B. And that guy was probably lying. So, let's just say that there is a real Blake Boston. Wheezy B is real. Beantown Mafia is real. And don't listen to that guy. He was probably like a character actor. Like, I don't know. Borat's not real. Sacha Baron Cohen's real, but what if Borat was real, okay? So I apologize and go to sleep, okay? And just close your eyes and don't let this worry you, because things like Blake Boston, you know, but that's something you can think about. Like, you don't gotta worry about work or bills. It's more fun to just laugh at Blake Boston, right? Like, remember that, like that one? Oh, that's the worst when people try to... Remember that time? That one's so funny. I guess I wasted the whole podcast because since you can't see the things, it's like almost like I was doing a podcast about a comic strip and you don't have a comic strip in front of you. So now I'm just going on pointlessly rambling, hoping you fall asleep, and then you'll be thankful for this podcast. So if you are asleep,